The Daily. Dave Hodgson.
Hey, Dave.
I'm going to speak to Alan James from Amen Corner in a few moments' time, and I don't want to embarrass him, but I'm 44, and I was brought up on this music. My mum and dad loved the 60s. Of course, they were children of the 60s. Beatles, Stones, of course, Herman's Hermits, all the great 60s bands, and of course, this was definitely on our playlist at our parties, definitely. Amen Corner, Bend Me, Shape Me, and Alan Jones is on the line. Good afternoon, Alan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Yeah, good to hear from you.
It's great to have you on. And I don't know about you, Alan, but I was my dad was born in 1948, so he was massive, you know, right. Like in his youth in the 60s. Yeah. And now you see, I'm 44, but I had children an older age. So I got an 8-year-old daughter, and she said to me, Daddy, will you play some Johnny Cash for me in the car yesterday?
Oh my goodness, okay.
So because I was brought up on Johnny Cash, my dad liked it, and so it never goes away, does it? You know, each generation kind of
lasting. You know, no matter what, I think what you grow up with is something. I was playing some stuff from the 50s the other day, and thinking, gosh, I must have been about, I don't know, 11, 12 or something when I was into, and it's still with me now. They're almost my favourite records, really.
Yeah, so, there was an uproar recently when I think Radio 2 said that they weren't going to play 50s music anymore because they kind of were moving through that. You know, there wasn't the uproar when the 40s were dropped, but the kind of the 1950s was a real fresh sound, wasn't it? So,
well, it was a kind of rebellious sound in a way, wasn't it? After the war, and you know, when we had Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis and people like that coming out, and Elvis, of course. So, you know, it's stuff that sticks with me, and they still sound great, those records, anyway.
That's the thing, isn't it? They still sound so fresh, and that, I mean, I'm looking. I don't want to kind of make everybody feel really old here, but time is going on, isn't it? but the music's still being played.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't want to go against new music, really, because obviously, you know, every generation has its kind of music that they like, but these days, to me, I don't hear an awful lot of stuff that really sort of turns me on, to be honest with you. Whether it is an age thing or not, I don't know, but I still love the sound of the 60s music, and that's what I've been doing lately. So
there was a survey recently, I think Radio 4 did it, and they were saying that a lot of younger people were recognising music from the 60s and 70s more so than maybe the late 80s and 90s. And I think they were saying there's a scientific reason that there's more melody in there.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's just 3-minute pop songs, you know, what's wrong with that?
Exactly,
You know, hook, chorus, middle eight. They were all formatted, really. But, I mean, you know, the choruses were always, you know, easy to remember. So I think that's what it's all about.
Is there anybody around today that you think, actually, you know what, I quite like them, though. They're quite... Apart from the two we're going to mention in a minute.
Well, you know, I appreciate the usual. You know, I like Adele. I liked Amy Winehouse when she was alive.
Yeah.
I still go for the more soulful kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Band-wise, nothing that really strikes me. I mean, I still love the old stuff, you know, I have to say.
Well, here in Spain last year, before all this kicked off, we went and saw the Beach Boys. And so two of the original, of course, Mike Love.
Was that with Brian Wilson? Or
no, Mike Love. So Mike. So obviously there's been a difference in agreement, hasn't there? But Mike Love's there, and there's another original one, two or three originals on the stage, and they're still singing in their 70s and 80s. And, I mean, there were Spanish young people who were 18 years of age singing the songs and knowing them. So it's just, it goes across so many barriers, doesn't it?
And, of course, our hero, Tom, was 80 yesterday.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And he's still belting it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no tomorrow, do you know what I mean? He's still got a great voice. And all those songs still stand up, you know, that's the point, isn't it?
Yeah, they're still being played on the radio, aren't they, as well? Yeah. People enjoy it. I mean, and, of course, I think there's no two ways. Paradise is Half as Nice. Would you class that as the biggest hit that the band had?
Well, it was number one. It went straight to number one. It came out, you know, in the February. I think within a week or two, it was number one. And it was just one of those magical times, you know, when everything was in place.
It's such a great
song. It was good timing for it to come out, and the song was great.
Yeah.
The melody was great, and we did a good version of it. We actually recorded that in a few hours. It was done so easily because we'd already been playing it live. And Shel Talmy, the producer, who actually produced Kinks, Yuri Got Me, The Who, I Can't Explain, you know, My Generation. Yeah. He's a fantastic producer, American producer. And he set us up as if we were going to be playing it live. And within about 3 or 4 hours, it was done. He said, you can go home.
Yeah.
I've got it. I couldn't believe it. It was just one of those things, you know. It just shows you if it's, when it's right, you know what I mean?
So,
yeah. Pleasant memories of that.
And when I listen to that song today, and I no word of a lie, the listeners will bail me out on this. I would have played that song maybe 3 or 4 times in the last few months on the show, because it's still, the production level sounds awesome on it. And then you tell me that it was done in just a short period of time. It just really does. It just holds its own still.
Well, yeah, we just captured it, you know, that's all. I mean, you know, we all knew what we were doing. We obviously rehearsed it and played it many times.
Yeah.
And it just happened spontaneously like that, and the magic was there, you know. So sometimes you can spend days on something and it doesn't come out as well as it should, you know. But it's just one of those things, and of course, it was right there. So, and it's still very pertinent now, you know. I've just re-recorded this track with a couple of girls called the Debutantes, who are my new protégés, if you like, and because of my sort of love of 60s music, I've recorded an album that has a very much like a Phil Spector wall of sound idea, multi-tracked, with the two girls singing, and we did a version of If Paradise Was Half as Nice with Andy actually kindly doing the vocals on it, redoing the vocals. And we made a video with some old black and white footage as well as with the girls, and it looks great. So I'm hoping people still enjoy, you know, listening to it.
And Andy sounds awesome as well. Very sounds similar good. To how
again,
he did.
You know, we picked him up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, took him into the studio, and he was back home at 2 o'clock. You know, he just went in, did a couple of takes, and belted it out, and it sounds great. His voice is sounding as good as ever, really.
Yeah, and you know, you hear his voice, you think, wow, it's like going back in time. His voice hasn't changed.
I think it's in the same key as well, believe it or not.
That's amazing, isn't it? It really is.
Yeah, because it was very high. You know?
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the two girls then that are singing on this and the debutantes.
Well, basically, I like I said, I'd written, I've been working, you know, recording as well as other things. I mean, I've had fashion businesses, I've lived in LA, I've been around a bit. So I've been sort of stockpiling these songs that I had. And one day I thought, well, you know, I'm not going to be able to record them myself as a solo performer. So I'll try and find a vehicle for it. And I think it sort of, because they're all like 3 minutes long. Pretty much, you know, about 3 minutes. I thought, well, why don't I do like a big wall of sound thing? Because I love Phil Spector, I love that sound, and of course, try to create a girl group sound with vocals. And I came across these two sisters who are fantastic. I mean, not only they look fantastic, but they're also brilliant singers and dancers. You know, so I thought, well. I'll go in and record it. So I got together with an engineer and an orchestra, an arranger.
Yeah.
And the three of us just sat in the studio, recorded the tracks, brought the girls in, and they were able to sing it, you know, even a cappella, you know, they can sing in tune, yeah. They can sing harmonies. So they're very talented anyway. So we put together an album of 14 songs, one which is the Paradise song, and then 13 of my own songs, all pretty much the same kind of, in the same vein, you know.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll be able to put the singles out over the next 12 months, and then maybe put the album out at the end of next year, and then do some live stuff as well with them.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It really is. Did they know the song before? Because they're quite young, aren't they? So was it a
song? They're in their 20s. Yeah. So their mum and dad had brought them up in a musical household. Yeah. Basically, the dad is a violinist. He plays with the BBC Welsh Orchestra, and the mother is an oboe player and plays piano, and the two girls play other instruments as well, you know. So they've been brought up on the 60s music. They are the Walker Brothers, you know, Dusty Springfield, Cilla Black, and of course the Ronettes and the Crystals and all those bands, yeah, that I love, yeah.
Going back to when you first recorded that as Amen Corner, was that the song that made you arrive as a band, or were you already at the top at that point?
No, well, we were originally a soul band, you know, we were a, yeah, seven-piece band. I played saxophone, there were two saxophones, keyboards, guitar, bass, drums, Andy singing. And we started off as a soul band, and we were doing a lot of Otis Redding covers and things like that. In 1967, we got signed to Decca, Deerham Records, and we made a blues record called Gin House Blues,
yeah,
which actually went in the charts at about number, I think we ended up at about number 12. And that sort of set the groundwork for us. Then we did Bend Me, Shape Me. A World of Broken Hearts came next, sorry, yeah, which is like a ballad. Then, yeah, Bend Me, Shape Me, which was a big hit, number 3. We toured with Jimi Hendrix and Pink Floyd. You know, we did an amazing tour with them of about 20 dates, 2 shows a night, with Hendrix, The Move, Pink Floyd, The Nice, us, and 2 other bands. Incredible bill.
Yeah.
So we were doing well touring. And then, of course, we were offered the song. In fact, it was offered originally to the Tremolos, and they turned it down.
Wow.
And we picked it. Of course, we picked it up and made a number one of it. So I don't think they were too happy about that.
Yeah.
But it was great for us.
How long does the band carry on after that?
Not long, but for maybe a year and a half. We finished at about 69, 70. 70, really, is when. This was kind of all due to the new scene that was coming in. The prog, yeah, rock scene was coming in. Bands were getting heavier, more serious. You know, people like, yeah, Zeppelin, Jethro Tull, you know, Deep Purple, all that kind of, those kind of bands were coming in.
Yeah.
And back Black Sabbath. You know, they're all coming to vogue. And I think Andy wanted to be more known as a musician. He was a very good guitar player. And he wanted to be known for his own stuff rather than being a teen idol, you know,
yeah,
which is what he was really at the time. So
wide-eyed and legless, know, and stuff like that. Yeah,
yeah, then he went on to perform that, yeah, yes, with his own solo stuff, yeah.
Brilliant.
But we're still friends. I still promote him as a promoter. I put him on with his band, the Low Riders, which is a really good show. And I went on to Judas Jump with Andy Bowne, who's with The Herd, and Henry Spinetti on drums. Made an album. And that was kind of the end of that for me,
yeah,
in terms of, you know, professional musician, if you like. So,
but you still play, do you, a lot?
Well, my instrument was saxophone, but I actually still play a guitar, and I play acoustic guitar. That's where I write my songs. Yeah, so and I can sing a little bit too. So I mean, it helps.
That's fantastic. Well, we're going to go out and thank you for joining us this afternoon. We're going to play the song.
You're welcome. Hopefully, we'll come and see you one day.
Yeah, come down to Spain. Okay. Do you ever get down to Spain very often?
Well, no, I mean, I've got a friend that lives not too far away from you.
Yeah.
But it was in Judas Jump with me, yeah. Adrian Williams, his name is.
Well, we used to have...
Of course, we've got Tim Knight down there as a friend.
Tim, yeah, yeah, I know Tim very well, so. Yeah. We used to have...
I thought I'd give him a name check.
Yeah, definitely. He's had a few name checks on this show as Tim. We used to have, I'm not sure if it's still here, but Dave D, Doki, Mick and Titch were down,
right.
Some of them were down here anyway with a bar. So,
okay.
And I think Jerry Marsden was living down here as well, quite a few
guys. You can't blame them, can you, really?
Exactly, yeah. Well,
so, I mean, I'm hoping we go do some live stuff in Europe, you know, next year.
So well, Alan, that would be fantastic. So do let us know. And if you do that, do let us know. We'll certainly put the word out for you.
Thank you, Dave.
So here we go. We're going to go off with this. And it's a song that you'll know off by heart with a slightly new twist to it as well. But it sounds just as fresh as it always has. Thank you for joining us, Alan. We wish you all the very best.
Thank you, Dave. All the best to you.
Stay safe. Take care. God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
There we are. Yeah, and here we are. Available now. Great. What a great song that is, and still always will be. Brilliant stuff. Love it, love it, love it.